What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's remind you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, who should the Eagles kicker be versus the Rams? Should it be Jake Elliott or choice B, the best available free agent kicker? All right, let's bring Elliott Shure Parks on. Let's start with that question. Elliott, who should the kicker be?
It should absolutely be Jake Elliott. I don't even think it's a question.
It's got to be a question. I think it will be Elliott, but he missed a kick every game.
Yeah, he missed an extra point. But then when they needed him to make two kicks late, he made them. Like, I agree, he's not having his best year. But the idea of bringing in a free agent kicker right now in the second round of the playoffs, I think would be a catastrophic mistake by the Eagles.
Well, it would make me uncomfortable also, okay? But let me be very clear. Jake Elliott kicking makes me uncomfortable. I mean, I'm just being honest.
But Jake Elliott would be so uncomfortable by that lack of belief by the organization this late the season.
Elliott,
feels like it's a non-starter.
Let me ask this question. I mean, because every week we just keep playing it forward another week. I'll just ask this question. If they win, but he misses another kick this week, do you change your mind for next week?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're on the record.
It's
I'm just saying.
I think it's too late no matter how.
Dude, that's like saying I got to go to Craig Kimbrell. I got to.
Unless he's injured.
He's in my bullpen.
Unless he is hurt to where he can't physically do it.
Yeah. All right, Elliott, there's a lot more to get to than just that. And by the way, let me remind Elliott, or remind everyone, Elliott with us every Tuesday at this time. Brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. So, Elliott, I mean the Rams. I don't want to say take it for granted. That would not be smart. But as second round draws go, this is pretty good, man. I mean, it's a lot different than what Buffalo's dealing with as the two seed in the AFC having to face freaking Baltimore. I mean, the Eagles get a Rams team. Let's be real. If the Eagles lose, it'll be a pretty damn big surprise.
Yeah, so this game reminds me a lot of 2022 when the Giants beat the Vikings in the playoffs, and everyone tried to talk themselves into like, well, don't take it for granted that, you know, that team played well. They just beat Minnesota. Like, no, the Rams are the perfect matchup for this Eagles team. I think this is like the line 5.5. I think they could easily double that. I think this is going to be a really good showing by the Eagles. And I also think the Rams are the perfect opponent to do it against. You think of the Rams as some like offensive juggernaut. The numbers just don't back that up this year. They've scored over 30 points two times this year. For all those weapons they have, they've done it twice. Their defense was 26th in the league in points allowed. They just don't, or I'm sorry, 26th in the league in points per drive. They just aren't a very good team. They beat Minnesota, and credit for that, but we've seen teams beat Minnesota in the playoffs, and that is not the beginning of some magical run. It's just taking advantage of a Minnesota team that always takes. So I think this is the perfect matchup for them.
Yeah, football is about matchups, and we match up so well. We can push this team around. That's the bottom line, and I expect that we'll continue to do so. Our injury situation, Elliott, is just magnificent. 21 out of 22 starters still up, as far as I know. Those starters, those 21 starters, everyone's pretty good, correct? Physically speaking?
Yeah, they should be healthy. I mean, obviously, we'll see throughout the week. Last week, you know, you went into the week thinking, oh, everyone's healthy, and then AJ misses 2 days, Devontae misses a day. So the early indications are it seems like both came out of the game without making their situations worse. But we'll see on Wednesday when they practice. But you are right. Obviously, the Nakobe loss is a big one. I don't just want to brush over that. But the other 21 starters, I mean, it seems like they're in good shape going into this game.
So in this last game, I was sort of surprised when I looked at the snap counts. Jordan Davis had 13. And, you know, this late in the season, a lot of people are – I was under the impression that he was getting a lot more than that. And that's by far the fewest of any D lineman. For, you know, Milton Williams had 43 snaps. Jalen Carter had 62 snaps. Jordan Davis, D tackle, 13 snaps. Yeah. Why? Is everything good there? And is that just the way it's been? He's in base only, and we should just come to expect that?
Yeah, so I think part of the reason for that big discrepancy in snap count is just Jalen Carter and Milton Williams are better players than Jordan Davis. So that's why they're out there more. But in terms of him only playing a few amount of snaps, I think there's two ways to look at this. There's like the larger picture draft allocation. Was he worth the 13th overall pick? That's certainly a discussion to have. And I think as of now, probably not, right? He's not turned into the player the Eagles thought he would. And I think they would tell you that. When they drafted him, they said he needs to become an impact player on third down, and that has not happened. So there's that way to look at it. But the other way to look at it, and probably the more important way right now, is the defense is playing outstanding. So if they were struggling against the run or the line defensive line wasn't playing well, then it would really matter that Jordan Davis, that they put a big resource in, wasn't playing well. It's kind of like how Bryce Huff played one snap this past week, but it didn't really matter because the defense turned in an outstanding performance. So I understand like the question and why on a larger scale, like, yeah, this is probably not what they expected, but with the unit playing so well, it's hard for me to sit here and go, well, only 13 snaps from Jordan Davis, because clearly the way they're using the players on the line is working.
Sure. When we look around the rest of our division, we got one up and comer in Washington, and then Dallas. Is Dallas better off without Mike McCarthy?
You know, it's tough because Mike McCarthy, for as much as everyone likes to joke about him and they always lose in the playoffs, I know this year that didn't happen where they obviously make the playoffs, but they are a, you know, pretty consistent 10-11 win team under Mike McCarthy. That's not easy to do. So I actually do think like there is some risk in letting go of Mike McCarthy. Now, Kellen Moore, you know, there was some rumors yesterday that maybe he could be the head coach there. And I actually think that is something that if you're afraid of losing Kellen Moore, that should probably worry you because he does make sense there. But whenever you hire a new head coach like a Kellen Moore, you don't know how that's going to work out. So Mike McCarthy, I don't think had, you know, the high ceiling that maybe a young up-and-coming head coach would, but he also had a pretty high floor. So, I think, you know, it's an interesting move for the Cowboys.
How worried are you that we'll lose Kellen Moore?
I'm not that worried about losing Kellen Moore, not to completely diminish what he's done this year, but for all the talk all offseason about, you know, he's going to run the offense, he's going to call the plays, like, I don't think that really came to fruition. I think it's still pretty clear Nick's very involved in the offense. I think Jeff Stoutland's involved in the offense a lot. I think Jamal Singleton's involved. So, like, losing the play caller would hurt for sure. And, you know, like, that we've seen the transition can be hard. But if they lose Kellen Moore, I don't think this is, like, the offense is going to take a major step back and it's a huge deal. So, I think if they do, it wouldn't be great, but I think they could replace them.
Elliot Short Parks with us right now, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Nick Sirianni joins us in about 5 minutes. Elliot, I saw a social media post you had yesterday, fascinating, where you made the case, you're welcome, where you made the case that Jalen played a lot better than people perceived when watching the game live, particularly on TV on Sunday. Can you break that down for people that didn't see that?
Yeah, so I think the reaction to Jalen's game was that he was awful. Like, he didn't play well. The passing game was really bad. For me, for a quarterback to have a really bad game, there's three things I look at. One is turnovers. Two is missed throws where guys are open, or if there's throws made, he just misses them. Or three, where there's missed opportunities, where a guy's open and he's not even throwing the ball to him. When I rewatched the game, I didn't see any of that from Jalen. You could argue, like, the fake tush-push, the throw to AJ, maybe that's not a great throw.
That was a missed throw.
But like, I didn't think he was wide open. It just wasn't a great throw. So you could maybe say that one. But outside of that, when I rewatched it, I think what happened in this game was they went up quickly 10-0, probably unexpectedly. And from there on out, they just decided, you know what? Like, only throw that ball if the guy is wide open and be safe with the ball. So it was not the performance he had against Pittsburgh. He's had better games. But what they needed Jalen to do on Sunday was not turn the ball over. And if Jalen plays that brand of football the rest of the season, the rest of these playoffs, I think they're probably going to win the Super Bowl, because if he takes care of the ball, the rest of the team is good enough for them to win.
Yeah, Elliot right now. Elliot, was AJ hampered, in your opinion, by the knee? Is that part of why he wasn't open as often as he sometimes is?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I would actually like to ask him this, but I thought on the one pass he did have, if you watch, he kind of turned to catch it and he slipped. Now, maybe that's the new grass and that's what it was, but also you wonder if he's planting his knee and that didn't work. So, when I rewatched it, I didn't see AJ like wide open and he was being missed. It's a good question. I didn't think he looked hampered running. Maybe on the fake tush push, you know, he doesn't have that speed he normally does, but I didn't, when I watched all of AJ's routes yesterday, I didn't come away feeling concerned about his health.
All right, Elliot, good work, bud. We'll talk to you on Friday, getting ready for the game. Thanks, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good.
Talk to you. All right, bud.